The gospel passage today in the lectionary comes from Matthew chapter 25. Jesus is speaking with his disciples and he tells them this marvelous parable. Listen for the word of the Lord. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came. Those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The image of the kingdom of heaven. The image of the kingdom of heaven is of a party, a wedding, a giant celebration. God is going to give us this all-out festival that is going to be the time not just of your life, but of your eternal life. The question is, are you ready for the party? If God is going all out, how about you? That is the question. Apparently, in this parable, some of the wedding party are not really all that interested in it, not all that invested in it. They haven't prepared. It's not that big a deal. There's no oil in their lamp to keep them burning, burning, burning. There's no oil in their heart to keep them passionate about what matters most. These 5 bridesmaids are there, 10 of them, 10 altogether, but 5 are half-hearted and the other half are passionate. The first 5, the ones who have the oil, it's not that they're stingy, it's just there are some things you cannot give. You can tell someone about your faith, but you cannot give them faith. They have to spend time themselves with God, the source of the faith. You get oil for your lamp by spending time with God in the way that you live each and every day, by the choices that you make. The second 5, they'd been half-hearted with their faith, not really paid attention, not made it a priority, not invested in it. There's a parallel passage in the book of Revelation where the Spirit says to the final church that he's reviewing, "If you were only hot or cold, but you were neither, you were just tepid, lukewarm, and therefore the Spirit spits them out, vomits them out," the Bible really says. That's what this passage is talking about today. The bridegroom says, "I can't let you in because, honest to goodness, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are from the way that you've lived. You've never shown faith. You've never shown who you have decided to be and become. I don't know who you are," and the door remains shut. Choices are what we have to think about in our life, because by our choices, we define who we are. The pledge cards today are one of the many ways that we walk with God, that we choose that we will serve the Lord. It's one way, and there are so many that we need to pay attention to as God has prepared for us this banquet, this celebration, this party into eternity. But we need to be ready for the celebration. We ready ourselves by the choices we make each and every day, by how we live our lives, by how we shape life's path, and by the decisions that we make. Our decisions determine the outcome of our lives. So if we want to make life a celebration, then we begin to understand what God is about. We have power in our lives. We have power to shape ourselves and to shape the world around us. But we have to use that power. Underplaying the importance of being a decision maker is one that moves us to inactivity and to procrastination. But our identity matters, and our identity comes from the decisions that we make. Oil for our lamps is this image of being thoughtful, proactive, and rigorous about how we live as people who are connected to God. And as we open ourselves to God, that sense of living changes, and we keep on feeling that flow of God's love and grace to us. We have an identity as people of faith, but we have to claim it. To claim it for ourselves and to claim it for our children so that they come to understand the passion that we have and to see how life can be this celebration as God intends it. It's like an old-fashioned newspaper reporter. You know, they used to sharpen their pencil and answer six W questions. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. So first of all, who are you? Who will you stand with? Who have you defined yourself, and do you see yourself making those choices that have integrity with what you've said you want to be each and every day? Who are you? Who's in your network? Because the people around us influence us. You notice in this passage there's five and five. That's because we are social creatures and we inspire one another. We can inspire one another to great things, or we can really demotivate one another and sort of go on identity matters. Who you are is a series of choices that you make. What will you stand for in the world? You have to have distinct values, clear values. Otherwise, you're just drifting. Your life is nothing more than a bunch of platitudes. What do you stand for? And how have you made clear decisions that show those values? What's important to you? And how do you embody that as you go along each and every day? I like the story of the salesman who goes up to a passerby on the street. He says, hey, you want to buy an elephant for $800? Passerby says, no, thanks. The salesman says, how about an elephant for $500? The passerby says, what would I do with an elephant? I live in an apartment. The salesman says, you drive a hard bargain. How about two elephants for $500? And the man says, make it 400 and you've got a deal. If you don't have any use for an elephant, why are you buying one? Think about all the stuff that you have. Do you really need all that stuff? Or have you just gotten a good deal on something that really is pretty useless? What do you stand for? And are you investing in the things that you truly stand for? Who, what, where, when, how? How do you realize your identity? What are the key things you're going to do? Is it through your work? Can you make your work part of your Christian calling? That how is how you are going to embody your identity. If it's not through your job, then are there other ways that you can embody how you are going to be in response to God's love around us? What, where you stand matters, doesn't it? Where you stand is part of your identity and part of your responsibility. It allows you to see what you're responsible for. Geography matters. Here in Lincoln, a gallon of water wouldn't be worth that much, but if you were in the middle of the desert, that gallon of water would be invaluable. So what's going on here? What's going on here and now that we'd be invaluable for you to invest your life in it? A lot of people think that their lives don't matter that much, but nothing could be further from the truth because God empowers us. Where we are is part of our responsibility as we learn what is going on and then we discover and discern how God is empowering us there. Who, what, where, when, why? Why do you take a stand? We are moral actors in the world, and we should be conscious that it is our responsibility to take a stand, to have a clear sense of identity. For what do you wish to take a stand? For a world with less violence? For a world with more education for more children? With a world for more acceptance, more diversity? For a world that is environmentally sustainable? Why? Why do you take a stand? Why have you chosen to live in ways that embody the values that you have? And finally, who, what, where, when? When will you make these decisions? When will you act on your stance? When are you willing to take the risks, the suffering, the pain? Because if we don't decide to do it now, then we just drift. We drift into the future. And somehow it seems that the scripture again and again is trying to help us to see that now is our time. Now is our time to enter into the celebration. But we have to make those choices. Choices that give us integrity with our identity. And if we're going to talk the talk, to walk the walk, identity comes from the choices that we make. Choices on a daily basis to follow the principles, to follow the one who has blessed us, to live out our core values with the choices that we make. We have choices to be stewards of our wealth, to be generous, to be people that get excited every day because we're living in that celebration that is on the verge of happening. We make choices to be people of love, to be people who inspire those around us, to be the kind of people of generosity and faith and love. And we make a choice every day to claim the love that God has given to us, to embrace God's love for us because God wants us to be at the party. But it's up to us to show up, to be ready, to be open, to have oil in our lamps. So we make these choices. They are a series of choices. They're everyday types of things where we open ourselves to God's blessing and allow that love, that grace, the faithfulness of God's presence to flow into us, and then we're ready. We're ready for the celebration. We make these choices all the time. Even when we choose not to choose, we still have made a choice. It's up to us. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus says. The kingdom of heaven is like this party, and the party wouldn't be the same without you. Are you ready? It's just about to begin. Amen.